When you've been following me for a while, you might remember that I offered a membership a while back, the Blissful Biz Hive. I don't have it anymore for various reasons, but I know a thing or two about running a membership. And when yoga teachers asked me in the past if they should start a membership or create an online course, I was always a little bit reluctant recommending them to start a membership because it's so much work. Well, my friend, things have changed. I'm still a big fan of online courses, obviously, but thanks to new platforms like Interval or Ribbon or Ubindi, there are tons now. Setting up a yoga membership became so much more accessible and easy. And I now believe that having a yoga membership is something that definitely can have a place in your online offers, especially when you're teaching classes on Zoom anyway. A membership can be a great way to grow your business, to build a community within your student space, and to create a recurring income. It also takes work, planning, and commitment to get off the ground. Today, I want to dive into all this, everything you need to know to set up a successful yoga online membership. Let's do this. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reiker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. The first thing you need to do is to plan your content. Think about what you want to teach in your membership. What can your members expect from you each month? You have a few options here. Some people simply add other recordings from their live Zoom classes into their membership, so members would get access to all the recordings and can watch a class again and again. And I don't know about you, I love that. I always like do the same yoga videos over and over again. So that could be a really great offer for your students. And it's really easy because you already have the recording, so you don't have to create something separately. So this is what I'd recommend you do if you are teaching yoga classes on Zoom anyway. It's incredibly easy for you. You don't have to create any extra content, and it's really easy to set up, and it also offers a really nice value for your students. You can, of course, also upload pre-recorded videos. So this might be a good option when, for example, you want to take a holiday or a longer break and people won't get any new content for a while. So to keep them from unsubscribing and to still give them value and new content, you could give them a new video every week for that time that you're away that you recorded in advance. And what's also nice about pre-recorded videos is that it's easier to really focus, for example, on one pose, or you have one topic for your class, one theme, and do it shorter. Normally, live yoga classes are a little bit longer. We just like take more time for everything. And with pre-recorded videos, it's much easier to offer a really great class that's only like 20 minutes long or 15 minutes long. And that can be really a lot of value for your students as well, obviously. So it's a night edition. So yes, you have your weekly class that's 1 hour long or 90 minutes long, but we also can access those classes that are only 15 or 20 minutes long that you can fit into your daily life in the week, right? So that would be a great value for your members as well. What I also like about memberships is that you can add all kind of content that you wouldn't be able to share otherwise. So, for example, special classes on pranayama or meditation. Of course, you can also teach them otherwise, like in a studio, but it's harder. So for live classes, those are sometimes hard to sell when you have a very specific topic, because not so many people are interested. And so the student numbers are going to be lower. So you're going to have less students in a class about meditations. Maybe you also don't want as many students because it's easier to work with a smaller group. But that can be like from an economic standpoint, that's difficult when you run a yoga studio or when you want to do a live workshop, because either you increase your price or you're just happy to earn less, which can be fine to do once in a while if you have a mix. But, you know, when you do it online, the beautiful thing here is that you just have to record it one time and then people can access it again and again and again. You can also sell it again and again and again. It's just a great way to really offer a broader range of topics. And this is just a really great opportunity, I think, to share all kinds of classes where you go deeper or teach different things. Most yoga teachers I know, maybe you are as well, they are always learning new things, doing a new training, diving into new things like mindfulness or aromatherapy or yin yoga or anatomy. And even if most of your students will join your classes for what you teach mainly, like, for example, vinyasa, some will like to learn other things from you too. And you're probably really passionate about talking about those other things, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't do that training. So this is a great way to offer that. So I think a membership is really, really amazing for that. And then when you want to offer an online course or a more transformative group coaching program, where you go deeper and where you share more things with your students and you really offer them a deeper transformation, you can already teach them bits and pieces that go there, that go deeper in your membership. So it's a really great way to prepare people, I think, to learn more about yoga, to dive deeper, to maybe also like integrate yoga more into their daily lives, things like that. Okay, so the first thing you think about is content. The second thing is the platform you want to use. And I really want you to think about the content you want to share first, because that can, of course, influence what platform you use. And here I have some great news for you. It's seriously never been easier setting up a monthly membership thanks to the great platforms that are available today. You don't need a developer to custom code something in WordPress for you or sign up for an expensive course platform like Teachable or Kajabi. Instead, you can use one platform for everything, to teach your Zoom classes and for your membership. I actually have a blog post for you where I look at different platforms for yoga teachers like Interval, Ribbon, or Ubindi, to name just a few. You can find it if you go to susannereicher.com and then to the blog. It's right up there. And I'll also link to it in the show notes. I recommend that to start, you make a list of your requirements, your must-haves, and then check out some platforms to find the one that's best for you. There are really great options, and I don't have the one that I recommend above all others. So I would say you still have to do your own research. Though I have to say, okay, I really like Ribbon, and I know a few yoga teachers that are using it for their memberships, and they are really happy. So they definitely check out Ribbon, and also Interval is great. But really, there are so many great options. You have to do your research, try a few out, and then make a decision. Probably not one platform is going to do everything you wanted to do. So you probably have to make a few small compromises. And that's why I recommend identifying your must-haves first. And then maybe you have also some nice-to-haves. And then you'll find the platform that's perfect for you. Okay, so that's number two. Step number three is pricing. Ooh, that's like also always a really difficult decision, right? And it's really tough for most of us to choose a price for our offers. It's so easy here, especially when you think about a membership, which is normally a little bit lower priced. It's so easy to look at all the amazing videos that are available for free on YouTube or platforms like Alumus with their sleek, professionally filmed videos that cost only between $10 and $20 per month to join. You are not competing with that. So let me repeat that. You are not competing with that. Forget about all the free videos out there and the professional platforms. Your students will join your membership because they want to practice with you. They want to learn from you and join your community. But this is also something you need to remember. They want you and they want community. So you could think about some things you can add to your membership to differentiate it and make it more valuable and more special. So really, what makes your membership unique? I'll talk more about that in a minute, what you could do, but let's talk about pricing first. I don't think you should offer your membership too cheap, like for $10 per month or less or something like that. When you have a price like this, unless you have a huge audience, it will be impossible to generate enough revenue to make it worth your time. It's not only filming the videos, it's also uploading them, managing everything, the setup, answering questions from your members and all that. You need to think about how much money you want to make each month minimum to make running the membership worth your time. For example, I know a yoga teacher who has a membership and she sells it for $10 a month, and now she has around 20 people in there. So that's $200 a month, which is not really a lot, right? It's not really a lot to pay for her time and effort. You also have to consider that people will be leaving the membership all the time. And before you know it, you only have 10 students left. And then you're going to feel probably a little bit resentful having to put up content all the time when you only get $100 a month out of it, right? This is something you need to be aware of and to think through. So let's say you want to make a minimum of $500 per month with your membership to start with. Next, let's look at your audience size. How many students do you have? How many people are on your email list? When you have 200 active students, you probably can convert 10% or 20 people into your membership easily. And if each of those members pays $25 per month, you earn $500 per month. And obviously, when you get more members, your income increases. I've seen a lot of yoga teachers ask for prices between $19 and $29 per month, and I think that's a fair amount in most cases. But you could also ask for a higher monthly price when you add more value to your membership. So here are a few ideas on what you can do here. The first one is have a monthly theme and then a special class around that theme or a workbook that you share via email. You can also send out an exclusive newsletter only to your members with tips how to incorporate yoga into their daily lives or recipes or whatever you want to focus on. Make it like a little monthly magazine or something. You can create a Facebook group only for your members to connect with. So you really foster a community, and you can host meetups and Q&A sessions. You can offer exclusive events like challenges and workshops. Yeah, so those are just a few ideas to get to inspire you. Another reason why a higher priced membership can work better is, let's face it, people need to be motivated and they want results. And a higher priced membership can help with that because members will be more inclined to actually show up and practice when they pay more because they want to get their money's worth, right? A higher price membership also works well when you have a smaller audience because it will be easier to reach your income goals with just a small number of members. So this is something you really, really need to think about. Okay, now that you've set up your membership, you need to market it. So that's like step number four, the last step I want to talk about today. And not only one time, but again and again. Because as I said, people are going to cancel their membership. Totally normal. We all do that all the time, right? And it will happen all the time. People will leave your membership. Maybe they will sign up later again. It's just something you have to live with. And this is called churn rate in the membership marketing word. membership marketing language word. So you need to get in new members consistently to make up for the people leaving. And you probably also want to grow your member numbers, right? And you need to create a strategy how to do that. So for example, when you offer a special workshop that will be exclusive for your members, you could market that to your whole audience and tell them to sign up to your membership to get access to that exclusive workshop. Or you can try a special tryout rate, like pay only half the price for the first month. That's normally a really successful strategy. I use that actually for my membership back in the days. So these are just two ideas. Sit down or work with a business coach and come up with more ideas and then create a plan for the next quarter or even the year ahead with the promotions you plan to do. You need to plan this ahead, otherwise you're going to be in panic mode all the time, sending out, for example, freaked out emails, trying to get new people to join, and it's not a healthy place to be or a relaxed way to run your business. You need to plan your promotions ahead. What you have to let go of, and I need to talk about this because I hear this all the time, you have to let go of the idea that you just put it on your website and then it will sell itself because it's so cheaply or something. You need to market your membership or whatever you create, every offer you need to market it, you need to promote it. And you need to talk about it again and again and again and let people know about it. So often people have no idea what we actually do, what we're offering. We all don't talk enough about our offers, about what we're doing. So let's change that. Let's talk about our offers, right? And what you're doing and invite people to join you. It's not about selling. Think about inviting them in. And I know this can be hard. You just want to teach, right? I get questions from people all the time. Can you do my marketing? I want to hire someone to do my marketing. This never works. This is not how you do it. And I'm not doing that, by the way. You are a business owner. When you are an independent yoga teacher or wellness entrepreneur, and you need to embrace that role. And until you're really big and can take on the CEO head and hire a marketing person and a customer support person and a social media person and all that, it will be you having to fill all these roles. And even when you become the CEO, you need to manage all those people, which will be really hard when you don't know what they're doing. So you don't need to know all the little things, all the details, but you need to know the basics about marketing, about selling when you have a business. There's no way around that. And I would really like to invite you to embrace marketing and learning these things. There's no way around it. If you want to be successful doing what you love and help more people, because that's why we do what we do, right? You need to embrace it. So I hope this was helpful and inspiring and you learned a few things to consider before setting up your membership program or maybe to optimize it. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me and send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Bye for now. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to SusanneRijker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.